VOA News, I'm Diane Roberts. We begin our update on the coronavirus outbreak with Charles de Ledesma, who reports where we stand Monday with the number of confirmed cases and deaths.
China has reported 1,770 deaths, among just over 70,000 cases on the mainland. Hundreds of cases have been confirmed outside mainland China, including one death each in Hong Kong, Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan and France, which on Saturday reported the first fatality outside of Asia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Those Americans affected by the coronavirus on a cruise ship are back in the United States after two charter flights from Japan carried them out. Julie Walker has more.
The State Department says 14 people on those flights confirmed to them they tested positive for the coronavirus, but were allowed to get on the planes because they were not showing any symptoms. All the evacuees, about 340 in total, will be kept in quarantine for 2 weeks at two Air Force bases, Travis in California and Lackland in Texas. Meanwhile, officials in Japan say more than 450 people from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, at least 40 of them Americans, who are still there have been infected with the coronavirus. I'm Julie Walker.
And economic repercussions from the shutdown of Chinese industries due to the virus could trigger recessions in Japan and in Singapore. Reuters' Gloria Tso.
Japan's economy is taking a hit, having shrunk more than 6% in the last quarter, its biggest fall since 2014. The coronavirus outbreak is making it worse. Japan is the most affected country outside China. It is also the world's third largest economy, and analysts predict it could contract again this quarter. They blame the country's long-delayed hike in sales tax, coupled with disruption from the virus.
That was Reuters' Gloria Tso. This is VOA News. Europe's busiest airport has been hit by a second day of disruptions of technical issues that altered travel over the weekend. The airline said in a statement while the issues have been resolved, they do expect to see a knock-on effect to today's short-haul schedule. About 60 arrivals at Heathrow Airport were thrown into disarray Monday, reflecting almost 10% of the total number. Those troubles come a day after some 130 flights were canceled. French train maker Alstom says it's in talks to possibly take over the train business of Bombardier, the Canadian aerospace and engineering company. Alstom says discussions are ongoing and no decision has been made yet. They make the French TGV high-speed trains. Buying Bombardier Transportation, for example, would help Alstom compete with China's CRRC, which has been growing its business outside of its home country. EU foreign ministers say they have agreed to launch a new mission in the Mediterranean to enforce a UN arms embargo on Libya that is currently routinely disregarded. Italy's foreign minister says the mission would include a naval element, which had been a sticking point for some member states. The news was confirmed by his German and Austrian counterparts. The United States and Europe appear divided over the health of the transatlantic relationship following a key security conference in Germany over the weekend. Europeans accused Washington of rejecting the idea of an international community, but the U.S. said the alliance is in good shape. Henry Ridgewell reports from Munich there's an emerging disagreement between Western allies over what exactly represents the biggest threat to Western democracy.
Is the West thriving or declining? For the U.S. delegation, the diagnosis was clear.
The West is winning. We are collectively winning. We're doing it together.
Proof, he said, the U.S. troops defending NATO's border with Russia and America's lead role in defeating Islamic State. Pompeo also pledged $1 billion to help Eastern European countries end their dependence on Russian gas, with the aim of boosting U.S. liquefied natural gas exports. Across the Atlantic, the diagnosis appears very different. French President Emmanuel Macron said the U.S. was undergoing a rethink of its relationship with Europe, and the continent must take charge of its own destiny. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
And Syria's military says today its forces have retaken control of dozens of villages in Aleppo's northwestern countryside as the government pushes to retake territory rebels have controlled since early in the country's civil war. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.